This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, parents talk, the sexiest sounds, and dirty talk, all coming up in just a minute.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Life's too short to hang out with a bunch of ass bags.
Ass bags.
Bad, baby. Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
And we're way too old to waste precious time around dickweed. And you'll know one when you see one, 'cause he'll look a lot like Chick McGee.
Hilarious.
Life's too short. Life's just way too... You can't say the F word on the radio now.
That's correct.
No,
friggin'.
Yeah.
Friggin'.
Life's just way too friggin' short. Life's too short to hang out with a bunch of ass bags.
There you go.
That's beautiful.
It's very lovely.
The tears.
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We're making noises with our mouths. This is our job.
This is the most unsexy thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, no, it's really the greedy here is now.
We can unsexy this up.
Oh, really? What did I miss?
We can unsexy this up very quickly.
Pat and I were talking about the embarrassing
noises,
things we eventually heard about our parents
from each other after they got divorced.
Oh, Lord.
What?
I told you my dad came to the top of the stairs. I was making too much noise while they were in their bedroom. I was watching TV. I don't know what I was doing. He came. Hey! He came to the top of the stairs, ready to go, totally naked, yelling at me on the top of the stairs.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me?
Well, it's...
So he was more than al dente.
It was 65. It's 63 years later, and I remember it. So, wow. Yeah.
Wow. One year for every degree erect that he was.
What? Yeah, it wouldn't be.
You know, it was oddly...
Underscore the unpleasantness of the...
I know there's some that are that curve up, but it almost touched his belly. It was crazy.
Whoa! Wow. He was really curved up.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. When he was yelling at you, did it sort of bounce?
Did it move when he talked?
Yes.
God!
I don't know what you think you're doing down there!
A little ventriloquism.
Your parents got divorced. They talked about their sex lives with your other parent?
Trash the other, in
Are
my
you
case.
Kidding me?
Yeah, apparently Pat had it way worse than I did. Oh, my parents got along real well after their divorce.
Yeah, so my I never
But we just learned some things
that we never
They got more
have.
Open. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I never had that. Thank goodness. That would have been awful.
You know, your father was into this.
That no. kind of
He would yeah. not leave yeah. my butt alone.
Stuff like that.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Hey, that's just inappropriate. So let's just go right to the inappropriate news story then.
Researchers have analyzed the noises people make during intimate sexual activity.
Okay.
Professor Andre Anakin at the Lund University in Sweden.
Professor and local pervert.
amassed 34 hours of audio recordings from over 2,200 authentic sexual episodes.
Is that right?
Very few vocalizations could be described as screams, even at orgasm.
Well, okay, yeah, well, that's...
They weren't in my place.
Women apparently used very little speech in general.
Ah, that's how it should be. Right, fellas?
Yeah. Yeah. You can't talk or mouth full, all right? Oh,
okay.
Men were at their most verbal about 15 seconds before orgasm.
Here it comes. It's before, 15 seconds before orgasm. 14.
Are you counting?
This is you in bed?
Hey,
my favorite part is coming up.
Here comes my favorite part.
One of our listeners suggests the following. David from Dayton says, Josh says, you're crushing my eclairs.
All right. Now, if that weren't so funny, I might be hurt by it. You're crushing my eclairs.
You have
eclairs.
To do stuff like that.
Always funny.
What's wrong with you?
It's the reason this is a great joke, David, is the specificity of eclairs.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, that's very nice.
There's no getting offended by that.
It's preceded by your money's on the end table. Okay, these are all very funny things.
Vocalizations were overwhelmingly nonverbal during and immediately after orgasm.
My buddy Joe Murray said that right after orgasm, he would say, you have to leave now.
This is really uncomfortable.
The high-pitched and extravagantly ecstatic screams associated with pornographic films were conspicuous by their absence. Instead, a great majority of vocalizations were sighs and relatively mild moans, even orgasm.
Yeah, a lot of that porn stuff, it's too much. Hey. I don't, because now I think you're faking.
And isn't there an argument to be made that in many ways pornography is ruining... traditional or intimate relations for ordinary folks.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah, it's over, sure. It's over the top.
The young kids who grow up with it thinking that's the way it's supposed to be.
And it can be addicting, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, it's addicting.
But I'm
addicting.
I'm saying that the stuff that one might see is, you can't, it's... What's an example?
Not all of it is good for procreation. That's for sure.
No, but I mean, I'm just saying many of the features I think are artificially created by the pornographic stars.
What do you mean? What features?
For example, how's it worded here? The extravagant sounds.
Yes, that's fake, of course. Yeah.
But this researcher listened to 34 hours of actual.
Yeah.
How do they compile all that?
A lot of microphones.
Well, they treat it like it's a scientific experiment. Sure. But I mean, do they go to someone's house and go, hey, look,
yes,
we're going to set up a tape recorder.
Yep.
Hit record before
That's
you.
Right. Exactly. Man,
but they're naked. Where do they clip the lav mics?
Chest hair.
That's
one on each
hurt.
Nip.
Chest
hair. No, they probably have a boom operator.
Oh, there's another one.
Go right ahead. Don't bother.
Yeah,
don't mind.
Don't let us our presence affect you at all. All right. And 04, she's not a shaver. You can do a clip on down there.
There's another
she's
survey.
She's got the lob.
All right.
Another survey from the online dating website saucydates.com reveals what sounds people like to hear in the bedroom. According to a poll,
I really like you.
Yes. Over 5,000 people, the sexiest sounds people can make in bed are. Do you want me to go 7-1 or 1-7?
7-1.
7-1. Yeah, here we go.
Number 7, silence. Silence
okay.
is golden.
All right.
Wait a minute.
That's you have to leave now, is implied.
Yeah.
Have you ever been told to shut up during?
No.
Shut up.
No.
Have you ever done this? You say something and, or she says something and you go,
what?
What?
I have done that.
It ruined
what?
The whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
My what is what?
But I don't want to say yes. What if she said, go get the horse's head? I don't want to, okay.
So they're suggesting there's no verbal communication.
Right.
They want complete silence.
Okay.
Numbers.
Just sounds like an oar going into warm.
Macaroni and cheese.
Sexiest
sounds
people can make in bed. Number six, squeaking.
No. There are some squeaks. A girl could squeak and I would be all right
like
with
a mouse? Like
well,
a
well, like a mouse caught in a trap, yeah.
Yeah.
Struggling
to get free.
Squeaking.
The bed squeaking or her?
I think
what does it? Does it mean the bed squeaking?
If it's the bed squeaking,
well,
I guess.
Sexiest sounds people can make.
Okay. Oh. Then
that's a squeak. Yeah.
Wouldn't that freak you out?
I'm a mouse.
That's right. I'm a kitty cat.
I'm a dirty rat.
Dirty rat.
Number 5, swearing.
GD Wright.
Love it.
Well, see, they're two different.
Yeah, it depends.
Because there's swearing and then there's dirty talk, which is the higher up on the list.
Some swearing you don't want to hear, like, God, you smell like shit.
That's a bad one.
There you go. Well, you pretty much went to number one right away.
Guys, I'm on record. I like a little league game. I like a lot of talk, a lot of encouragement.
And do you talk back? You like a lot of talk?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Love do you
it.
Guys?
Yeah.
I'm with it. I'm
sure.
With it. Yeah.
I would imagine Tom doesn't.
Yeah. And women never underestimate guys want to be told what to do.
Yes,
we like it.
Absolutely.
We like it.
Help me.
Yes.
So, but swearing.
Swearing is.
It depends which curse words you're doing.
Well,
it's one that's really effective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blank me now.
Yeah.
That's a good
one.
Never stop blanking me.
Wouldn't that blank me all night.
Wouldn't that be in the category dirty talk?
I don't know the difference between dirty talk
Wait,
and
so
swearing.
Dirty talk is a different
thing? Yeah, it's number 2 on the list.
Oh, okay. Well, no, you can be dirty without cussing. Sure.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny? I was really offended by your cursing while you were telling me to.
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
Ram Captain.
This next sentence has no curse words in it at all, but it's filthy. In fact, I don't even know what you're saying.
Yeah, you probably can't. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you can be.
Kind of a thing,
okay, so now,
right?
Once again, this is the category, the sexiest sounds people make in the
song. So we're at number 5, swearing. Number 4, screaming.
Yeesh.
Wow.
Out! Not you screaming, John.
Hey, Wilhelm, you want to keep it down?
Number 3, heavy breathing.
Always good.
Everything in bed with me is heavy.
Including
no,
your partner.
Number 2, dirty talk, which we just
perfect.
Talked about.
Boy fell in a mud puddle.
Let that one go right by, didn't it?
And the number 1 sound people find sexiest in bed.
Choking.
Glucks. Faps.
Moaning.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Moan. I decide. It's glucking for me. That's the hottest.
Clucking?
Gluck.
Oh,
what's
saying?
A gluck?
You had to ask.
Hey, Tom, you understand what John is trying to get at over there, right?
I'm moving on.
Yeah.
Does that drown out the bus station announcements, Josh?
Yeah, I often have to stop and go, what did he say?
Is that my bus?
I think your bus is loud.
Oh, I better hurry.
Yeah, the least sexy noises, I think number one would be
farting?
Kid knocking on the door.
Yeah. Oh, I've never experienced that. That must be tough. Yeah.
That's a great thing about being divorced.
Or opening the door.
Oh, we're just wrestling.
Yeah. Or phrases like, I hope that was not a shart.
I honestly don't know how you married people. That would be
I think, very...
Dial things down a notch. With kids?
Not very often, because we were divorced when my kids were little. So.
Who's had sex with kids?
What did you say? Kids around.
In the house, in general.
No, Lord. It would be difficult.
Dirty talk is good. What about small talk, Josh?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, how about those Cubs?
So maybe do it like your crowd work as a stand-up comedian. Anybody from out of town?
She knows what I'm talking about.
Look at her. She knows what's up.
So is this your first date? Oh, you got you guys in.
Hey, you're not laughing now, but you'll get this on the way home.
Okay. All right. Hey, now, here is a list of this of the worst things to say to a man.
Worst things to say to a man.
This is legit.
Is that as big as it gets? That would be bad.
Oh, that'd be really bad.
Let's see if that's on
your brother's way better
at this. Yeah.
Oh, this can't be real.
It claims it's real. So what are some of the things?
Let's hear it.
Yeah. Now, this is disgusting.
Well, you got to say now.
Okay, what was your name again?
Oh,
this is worst things to say to a man.
I bet there are some instances that's kind of hot.
I know. Yeah. That wouldn't bother me. I don't think that bothers guys nearly as much as it bothers women.
Right. Yeah. One night stand.
Right.
What was your name?
I'll tell you.
What do you want for dinner tomorrow?
That's not as bad as asking her, what are you making me for dinner tomorrow?
Good point. Saying the wrong name.
Well, that goes either way. I mean,
sure.
Well, we had that saying an ex's name. Yeah, that was in one of our.
Anybody ever done that?
That's also number one on the
Pat.
Sure, they're all Kims.
Oh, that's right. You're lucky.
That's the number one thing on the worst thing to say to a woman.
Sure, call her by another name.
Oh God, this is awful. Who's going to say this? Can I call you mommy?
They're out there.
The daddy one's probably pretty big.
That is too common.
Which is worse, the guy wanting to say mommy or the girl wanting to say daddy?
Okay, there's one. Did you do it like this with your ex?
Oh.
Well, who says that during sex?
No one.
I mean, it's crazy to say anytime.
Yes.
Did you go to the movies like this with your ex? Yeah. No matter what you're doing.
We sure did, yeah.
Yeah, we sure did.
Things you would want to hear might be, that's never going to fit.
Sure, right, yeah, right.
Kind of a...
Now we get it out of my ear.
Come again?
Oh, sorry. That makes it so much less hot. Okay. Can we wrap this up already? That'd be a bad thing for the guy to hear.
Let's wrap this up.
What about, that'll hold you.
That'll hold you.
I bet that's probably said more often than not. Okay, well, thank you, Christy. I think now it's time for a palate cleanser.
Whew, I know.
After a session like that.
You don't want to hear that in bed either.
What, a palate cleanser?
Now it's time for a palate cleanser.
You mean you don't want to hear this in bed? Ladies and gentlemen.
Silence.
Silence.
This isn't working. Sorry. Well, Ace, we're going to have to hold off.
Oh, miracles do happen.
The power of prayer, ladies. I'll do this. This just into the Chick McGee, not sports, but news desk.
Yes?
Tom, are you paying attention?
Check. Yeah.
A beloved ostrich died last week.
Yeah, we have that.
A beloved ostrich?
After reaching beyond the confines of her Kansas Zoo enclosure to grab and swallow car keys of a staff member.
Yeah.
It choked to death on car keys?
Now, if this were a cartoon, you'd have the big skeleton key sideways in the throat of the ostrich.
The 5-year-old ostrich named
Karen
had been a resident of the zoo for around a year and was renowned for her playful antics, which included swimming in the enclosure's pool, playing in the sprinkler, and dancing
to music. Oh, this is sad.
It's very sad.
Zoo guests and staff alike formed deep connections with her, said the center. It's about 65 miles east of Kansas City, Kansas. Karen's life cut short after she reached beyond her exhibit fence, grabbed the keys, and immediately swallowed them.
I bet the zookeeper had to Uber home.
Yes.
And not to mention the fact that, I don't know about you, but I had to get one of those key fobs made.
Oh, they're not cheap.
They're like $400.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, do not lose your key fobs, especially nowadays.
I got a guy, though, if you do.
They're going to make their money back. They're selling ostrich burgers now.
When she swallowed the keys, and that's true. A nice chef salad with ostrich boots.
Ostrich boots.
We ate ostrich one day on the show.
Oh, I've had ostrich burgers. They're good.
They tried to save Karen Tom with surgical and non-surgical means.
Non-surgical means. So they turned it upside down and slapped its ass?
Tried to squeeze
hydrogen
the
peroxide. Get her to throw it up.
They tried to toothpaste the neck.
Yeah, the toothpaste the neck. Unfortunately, those efforts were unsuccessful.
So the ostrich is dead. Ironically, they were the keys to a Chevrolet Impala.
Hmm.
A brand new car! Maybe not.
Wow.
In the wild.
That's sad.
Now, I do they feed it to... Do they recycle it, if you will?
I don't know what they do with the dead ostrich. I don't
feed it to the lions or something?
Will ostriches eat ostriches?
Do they bury it head first?
Great idea.
Face down, ass off.
What are ostriches doing when they bury their head in the ground? Looking for grubs or something?
Hiding from the rain.
What good are ostriches?
I know
bees and whatever. I guess aardvarks, I guess. What do ostriches do?
They play a role.
They're silly.
What role? Do they aerate
to have
ground?
A bird head on top of a long neck?
I mean, this argument could be made. What good do sportscasters do?
Well, that's why I'm trying to branch into news.
Should I quit?
No.
That's a sad story about that ostrich.
Yeah, it is a sad story.
Poor Karen.
I wanted to do sad sports, but there wasn't. Remember, we tried to do sad sports.
You wanted to do sad sports?
Yeah.
I like that.
Make a new. Yeah, remember, because you had the team.
Yeah, we had a little theme music.
Yeah, with the sad piano.
Can you play?
No. Sad sports.
It's our own thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Moody.
No need to do that. No more. Don't need to do any more obituaries.
Babe Ruth that day.
And that was an ostrichuary.
That's me on violin.
Never had another at bat. He passed away face down, ass up, with a hot dog in his ass.
Corn, everywhere there's lots of boring corn. Driving all day through green corn walls, I'm going insane, who is gonna eat it all? Corn, give me a shotgun, please. Millions of ears as far as you can see, but no one will hear me scream. Without corn, there'd be no corn dogs for lunch. There'd be no corn puffs or chips or flakes, and no Captain Crunch, but I don't care. Corn is way too strange. Why do we eat it anyway? It goes right through one chain. Close. Corn. It gives scarecrows a place to work, but it gets stuck between your teeth. No wonder the children of the corn all went berserk. Corn. Rushing by and getting hypnotized. If it makes me fall asleep and drive right off the road, I hope I kill a lot of frickin' corn.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Expert entrepreneur Ed Milet is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milet Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.